Hey, it's Dave here from Melbourne SEO Services. Wanted to record you a real short audio to get you up to speed with what happened over the holiday season and talk about a few new things that are popping up that I think are going to have a big impact on you and your business this year. So first and foremost, wanted to wish you a happy new year for 2014. And just at the tail end, I know you haven't got an email from me in the last few weeks because I had some time off, but in the tail end of last year, we had that project we were involved in, which was the life-size Lego car powered by air, a really fascinating story. It ended up getting viewed over 4 million views on YouTube in less than 30 days. It got picked up by over 150 media outlets. It was on Channel 9 News, CNN, Fox, ABC, a whole bunch of different TV shows. It was just so cool, and I'm really excited to bring together a case study for you just to show you behind the scenes what it takes to get one of these big campaigns off the ground and see something go viral so you can take the lessons and apply it to your business. Then after that, I actually took some time off, had a couple of weeks over the Christmas period. I went to Singapore and visited my cousin over there, and that was just amazing. First time I've been to Singapore, and a lot of people are starting to call Singapore the Monaco of Southeast Asia, and it's easy to see why. There's just so much cash floating around that country. It was great to look at the buildings, see the sights, and take some time out to unwind. Then on the way home, we stopped via the Philippines to visit my team, also meet a few people, check out a few other ways to try and help small and medium-sized businesses grow their teams, expand what they're doing, and start to make use of some of the resources that are available out there to find the best quality team members at the best quality price as well. So some of the insights that I learned on that trip, it really changed the way that I view building teams over in the Philippines. So I think there are a few key missing pieces, and I keep on seeing how small business owners seem to get burned when they hear the idea of outsourcing. They might try and get an outsourcer overseas. It doesn't quite work the way that they want it to because they might have managed it incorrectly or not hired the right person or didn't outline the scope right. And then they throw the baby out with the bathwater and they say this whole outsourcing thing doesn't work. And that couldn't be further from the truth. It all comes down to knowing how to successfully build offshore teams, and it can be a huge advantage to you. So that was really a big shift for me, and I see the missing piece are the standard operating procedures, the systems within business, and we've been able to turn our business on its head over the last 12 to 18 months. We've seen some significant changes. In fact, we just hired a new HR person based here in Melbourne to help manage our offshore team and get a lot more of these processes and procedures in place. So I want to take some of those learnings and feed it through to you because I really know it's going to have a big impact on your business. Then we've also just been expanding. We're just running a job out at the moment. We've got a new video position opening up for the team here based in Melbourne for the expanding side of Melbourne Video Productions. A lot of cool things planned. We also had a successful application that's just about to go through for the Export Marketing Development Grant. Now, if you're an Australian-based business and you're selling products or services to an overseas clientele and you're also marketing overseas, I've got to say this is one of the best grants you can go for. If you're an Australian-based business, please take my advice, research it, and look into it. If you need some help, reach out to me. I can point you in the direction of perhaps a consultant or someone who can help you. But it is a very real grant that can really just provide some tremendous funding through to your business, and it's been a great step forward for us as well. So that's something that we've just applied and had successfully done. There are other couple of small things. We've just been documenting our process and turned it into a graphics to help clients visually see how we work with clients and take them through a process of getting their business found online. In fact, it kind of dovetails with a new product that we've launched, which is our Authority Domination Pack. And it's our old online marketing pack, but I really clearly articulate what it is and how we can add value. Now, if you're the right client for that, it's going to be huge windfalls for you and your business. So I recommend checking that out. And if it's right, make sure you reach out to us. Anyway, I better wrap up because I wanted to keep this under 5 minutes. Lots is going on. Really looking forward to this year, working closely with you and making 2014.